USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Waukesha, Wisconsin say a deadly Christmas parade rampage was not related to terrorism.
The suspect was taken in custody a short distance from the scene, and we are confident he acted alone.
Police Chief Daniel Thompson identifying the suspect under arrest as a lifelong criminal.
Daryl E. Brooks, male, 39 years of age, who is a resident of the city of Milwaukee. 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide with additional charges based on the investigation.
Brooks was out on jail after he was charged with purposely running over a woman with his vehicle. President Biden says Fed Chair Jerome Powell will stay in place for a second term. Biden making it official during a White House ceremony on Monday, praising the Fed for its role in a robust economic recovery. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Doctors are giving an update on the Christmas parade tragedy in Wisconsin. The update coming from the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin-Milwaukee after 5 people were killed and dozens more injured due to what happened yesterday.
Currently, we have 6 patients who we list in critical condition, 3 that are in serious and 1 that is in fair. We also have 8 other patients that are listed in fair condition that are not in the intensive care unit and are in other units within the hospital.
Dr. Michael Meyer, medical director of the pediatric care unit at Children's Hospital, doctors adding hospitalized kids are ages 3 to 16. A federal judge is denying bail for a man accused of threatening both of Alaska's senators. J. Allen Johnson is accused of leaving 17 threatening voicemails for Republican senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan. The Dow gaining 17 points to close Monday at 35,619. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden making an announcement regarding the Fed Reserve.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell was nominated for a second 4-year term by President Biden on Monday, extending a tenure that began with President Trump. The ex-investment banker is being asked to finish the most consequential revamp of monetary policy since the 1970s. Lael Brainard, the Federal Reserve board member who was the other top candidate for the job, was nominated as vice chair. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Going a little bit more in depth on the tragedy that happened on Sunday in Waukesha, Wisconsin. When a parade is taking place, what is standard operating procedure regarding keeping people safe? Ed Davis is a former Boston police commissioner. He tells Fox News,
well, your responsibility is to use your firearm to stop the assault. You can use fatal force against an individual who is an immediate threat to your life or to the life of other individuals. So the officers could very well have shot into that windshield to kill the suspect as he was driving down. The attendant issues with that, wild rounds, bullets bouncing off cars into a crowded field of people, you need to be very, very careful when you use that type of force. And in this particular case, my heart goes out to that officer. He saw an opportunity. He got one round off safely, but then he stopped.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.